Lisa McAllister's been out and about last night. If you think that Lisa's voice is hoarse with her shouting at the crowds and things, this is kind of how Lisa always talks after a Saturday night. And she's met lots and lots of people at this gig. Have a listen to this.
I've just come across you guys. You're sitting in what could be Paris. It could be anywhere in the world. Pavement cafe, drinking champagne.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
What do you think of the atmosphere tonight?
Lisa.
Electric.
We are beyond excited for Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're so excited. It's like a dream. You would never get it anywhere else. So beyond excited.
And what do you think? How's Belfast doing? Is it putting on a good show?
Belfast is putting on the best show. The absolute best show.
Rihanna had a bacon and egg sandwich when she left my house this morning. She was happy enough, so I can say no more than that.
Tell me what you've got painted on your face.
I heard Jimmy.
That'll be the man himself, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And have you been hanging around some of the hotels trying to spot him?
Yeah, outside the Odyssey. But he's been inside all day, so didn't get to see him.
You must be big fans because it's cold to be standing outside all day.
Yeah, very big fans.
I was tricked into coming in. I didn't know we were coming. I thought we were going shopping. And I've been standing outside the Odyssey in the freezing cold all day and he didn't even come out.
Are you not really a Justin Bieber fan?
To be, but not no more.
She is. You have to be.
Why? Is it because he's with Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Broke your heart?
Yeah.
Robbie from Take That did that on me when he started going out with the bird from the All Saints. Took me months to get over that.
I love Ben Dubs more.
Ah, so do you want to get home and watch X Factor tonight?
Yep, Talisa's my idol.
We're queuing up to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Isn't that funny? Because you've got all the wee girls screaming for Justin Bieber and then you've got the Red Hot Chili Peppers who are pretty cool.
Yeah, but we know about music, you know, we understand what music's all about, so we're doing the understanding.
What sort of a night are you having? Are you really feeling the buzz in Belfast? Oh,
definitely, it's fantastic, so it is. The buzz is fantastic.
It's just what Belfast needs.
It really is.
There is a fantastic atmosphere, isn't there?
Oh, it's fantastic, so it is. But sure, it's always what we deserve, you know what I mean? Belfast always was a great city. So it's just showing them now, showing the world what we are. We've been out from about 3 o'clock today, so we had a couple of beers that we had and enjoying ourselves.
Well, it would be rude not to.
And tell Stephen I'm saying hello, by the way, so I listen to him every day.
Nolan's not exactly into his cool music. If Shirley Bassey isn't on the bill, he's not interested.
The one he listens to,
Whitney Houston.
Oh, God.
Dolly Parton.
Stephen, start rocking.
No. Excuse me, Stephen.
It's like Stephen's quote says, rocking all over the world.
What's his problem? Start rocking. I haven't even heard of half of these people that were in Belfast last night, for goodness sake.